Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Bradfo and Steve!
It's time for the best baseball show you're ever going to find on the radio.
Ballpoint, ball, net, net, ball, net, done.
Rob Bradford of WEEI.com and Steve Peralt of the Section 10 Podcast are making the greatest game great again, 2 hours at a time.
We have some pillows on the dirt.
No football, no basketball, no hockey. Just the most entertaining baseball talk you've ever experienced. It's the live BP baseball show.
If you hit the man with the ball, then he may run to the pillows.
With Bradfo and Peralt on EEI.
All right, due to unforeseen circumstances, you are listening to the live BP baseball show for the fourth time, but this time probably via your computer or via your smartphone or whatever it is, but it doesn't matter because the excellence translates in any medium. As I pointed out on Twitter, thank you to all the people who have been listening, have been consuming the show for the first 3 weeks. We got the ratings back for the first week we did it. It's a delayed ratings thing. So the first week we did it, we were number one. Steve Peralt and company, number one. I'm Rob Bradford. That's Steve Peralt.
That's what I expect. I expect greatness out of you, out of myself. Anything less, I think we're not doing justice to the people. And this is what we need to do, Rob. Every single week needs to be better than the previous week. And I think we've done that so far. And after the interview we just did, I think we just did it again. So if you're listening at home, we got a very, I would say, informative interview coming up with a guy that I hadn't heard talk that much. And I'm pleasantly surprised that he's entertaining. And he's actually seems like a really chill dude.
I love that you said you came away from the interview is like, oh, wow, I really didn't expect that.
It's because of this team. Like, a lot of the guys on this team are just like, yeah, you know, season's coming up and it's like, sick, we're really gonna be able to run with that. This, like, Tanner Houck, I'm liking the energy, and seems like a very a nice individual. I like nice people. He's a nice person.
He is a very tattooed nice person.
I know, he's got the whole sleeve and everything. I'm glad you got a question in on that.
Yeah, we touch on all of it in the interview, but we wanted to keep the train rolling here. I think that was the most important thing. I think Steve and I both agree that there's a lot of momentum happening. We're bringing baseball back 2 hours at a time, in this case a little bit shorter, but it would not do the world of the great game of baseball justice if we skipped a week just because I had COVID or there was a hockey game on the radio for some bizarre reason.
Yeah, I know. How are you doing, by the way? Are you good?
I'm good, man. Like, I'm good. It's I did the Tanner Houck interview in my car, which I'm sure the COVID police will be like, what are you doing in your car? But I stand by my ability to be in the car. Like, if you have COVID, why can't you be in your car? Am I wrong?
That should be a place. No, you should be able to be in your car. If anything, wouldn't that be a better place than most to be?
Yeah. Yes. Your house and your car. That's it.
It's a very specific location that you're closed off from the public. I think it's a good call. Yeah.
Yes. Thank you. So we only make.
I would tell you if it was a bad idea. Kind of like a couple of the tweets you had on the live BP account. I would let
know. My fingers bleed every time I go to hit send on the live BP Twitter account. And by the way, you can go follow Live BP? Are we up to 1,000 followers yet?
No, it's at Live BP Show, and we're getting there. I think we're up in the 7 to 8 range now. Once we get to 1,000, I will give away the Bogarts Devers Pedroia jersey card that everyone's waiting for. I have a brief card segment to talk about after the Hauk interview that you're going to love.
Okay.
You're going to love it. It's going to be very brief. It's going to be very brief.
All right. Let's get right to – people want to hear Tanner Hauk. They don't want to hear us yap. So let's get to Tanner Hauk, what I'm going to be calling the number 5 starter for the Boston Red Sox because he was that good. Tanner Hauk, here you go.
All right. Well, listen, there is no person with the pitchers and catchers right now with the Red Sox that I'd rather talk to than Tanner Hauk. That it's not a lie. That I told you that, Steve, right? Didn't I? I said that. Correct?
You did, yeah. That's a real thing, yes. Yeah.
Thank you. And so there you go. So we are very, very fortunate to have Tanner Hauk on the Live BP Baseball Show, the podcast edition. Steve Perrault, I'm Rob Bradford. Tanner, I'm going to do the obligatory, how you doing? How you feeling? Best shape of your life. It's really warm down there. You can spin the wheel of whichever one of those what you want to answer. Go ahead.
Oh, I mean, I'll just hit them all really quick. I mean, obviously, it's great to be back. Baseball is officially here. Spring training has started for the pitchers and catchers. So, I mean, I'm absolutely on the moon about that one. You know, we're looking at a full season too. So, I mean, that's even better. And then, yeah, obviously the weather down here in Florida, it's a little bit different, than everywhere else around the country. You know, we're getting to wear shorts every day, short sleeve shirts, and getting to enjoy outside instead of shoveling snow and negative temperatures. So, a lot better. It's definitely helps the mood out getting up every morning and knowing that, you don't have to go out there and fight the cold.
But you missed one. Best shape of your life?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Come back every year. Had a great off season actually, and ready to come back better than ever.
If that's not said, then this interview couldn't happen, right? It always needs to be best shape of my life. This is the year, right? This is my best year of my career. It's coming up. I can't wait. One question I had for you. So obviously Alex Cora is back. You obviously had a brief period of pitching last year. I don't know what your relationship is like with Cora. What's that been like?
It's been great. I've been around him a little bit since being down here. I got down here February 1st. So we've had some conversations, a lot of Zoom calls. He's just great player manager. I you know, am ready to go to war behind him any day of the week. He truly gets it. I mean, he's been there. He played in Boston, so I mean, he knows it. He knows the fan base, and I think, you know, it's great to have him back.
All right. So the other day, we've gone through a couple days now with a media Zoom calls because what is there, like one media? There's no media members down there. Zero, right?
Zero. Yeah.
Zero. There you go. So this is how we do it. We do it from our living rooms. We do it from our couches. We do it from our cars. Chris Sale was first up on the bench, right? Okay. And your name came up. Your name came up. He talked about having a conversation. Well, the whole thing about you look the same from the right side as he does from the left side. But he said that he had a conversation. I want you to give me the transcript of that conversation you had, any conversation you've had with Chris Sale, particularly about throwing the exact same way with the other hand.
Honestly, I don't remember talking about it with him.
Okay, so first order of business, Chris Sale lied to the media.
I have terrible memory. So, like, honestly, like, yeah, we've probably had a conversation about it. I mean, obviously the video's out there for anyone that's seen it. It is pretty similar. I will admit I don't land as close as him anymore. My direction is maybe a little bit. Yeah, I've been really working on that. That was something I have been working on with ever since I got drafted, was cleaning up my direction towards the plate. So a lot of it, if you go back and see video of me from college compared to this year, I mean, it's way different. Whenever I was in college, I was barely on the rubber at all on the first base side and landing – third base side past the rubber and just slinging it from down there, but now a lot of it is actually better directionally.
Tanner, I wanted to ask you, I know a lot of people have probably already asked you this during the off season, but you performed very well when you were in there last year. Obviously, it was a brief stint of time that you were pitching for in the starting rotation. Do you want to still be in that rotation? Not obviously you do, but how do you approach being in the rotation this season, considering they've added more arms? It's not going to be as easy when you're in the same rotation as guys like Mike Kickham and Josh, guys I'd never heard of. So now you're going to have to compete with legit major league talent. How have you approached that mentally, and how do you expect that to go in spring training?
It does actually start with like a great off season and coming back ready and pushing yourself beyond comfort in the off season, so that then whenever it comes to the season, that uncomfortability is comfortable to you. So it's kind of starting with a good base there and just starting out with also a good base off the field. You can, you know, come into the field every day and work out and run and throw and do everything you can on the field. But if off the field, you're not doing the proper stuff, you're not getting your sleep, you're not getting your rest, or you're not getting, you know, nutrition, you know, you're just staying up late doing whatever, that also hurts you. And that adds up over a long season. So a lot of it is looking at the small details and just preparing. And a lot of it also is the mental side. This game is a lot of failure. It's very small, very fine details that can change one little outcome. I mean, you're talking about inches matter of, you know, a runner being safe versus out, a guy, you know, catching it off the end of the bat versus, you know, squaring one up, or, you know, inside versus outside, whatever it is. So a lot of it is just refining and trying to make those mistakes also as little and as few as possible. So a lot of it is just, you got to focus on the little details on a day-to-day basis.
Is so your goal right now to be in the rotation, or are you just trying to let Cora know I'm ready to do anything for you?
For me, I would love to start. That's what I've done my entire life. I had that little stint in 19 out of the bullpen. It was a great experience. I definitely feel comfortable doing it. But my ultimate goal is to be a starter. I want that ball every fifth day and to go out there and compete for 6-7 innings. So that's what I've always done, and that's what I'm looking to do.
So when I talked to you last, Tanner, you were just getting ready to really ramp up at Eric Cressy's place. You talk about the off season, and I said, if nothing else, have a bench pressing competition with Noah Syndergaard, right? So my first question, did that ever take place?
No, never did take place. I know where my strengths lie, and that would not be one of them.
Okay. But the other guys were there. It must have been a pretty cool scene. You know, Corey Kluber was there, right? Correct?
Yep.
And Syndergaard and some other veterans. Give me a good story, if you can. I mean, give me a good sort of like, this was really, really cool hanging out around these guys.
Honestly, like for me, like I would just 100% say being around those guys and being around just such an elite competition. I wouldn't even say like there's a lot of good stories about it, because a lot of it is just like, hey, like we're here to get our stuff done, get work done, and push our bodies and truly push ourselves to better ourselves for the upcoming season. So a lot of it for me is just putting myself around bigger fish. You never want to be the, you know, biggest fish in the pond, is I think what the saying is. So just, you know, continuing to be around elite competition like that, and then also coming here and being around, you know, Sale, Evaldi, you know, Eddie is another one. Just being around those guys, it's so much easier to pick up stuff and learn from, you know, what they've done and how they've had success. Because, I mean, out of that, you know, group that we've mentioned, I mean, there's a ton of elite talent that everyone can recognize, no matter, you know, who you're a fan of.
Who are you closest with on this team? I know the 2021 Red Sox look a lot different than last season, but who are your guys on this club?
I love being around Evo. I love being around him and just picking his brain about pitching. I had just recently started throwing a splitter last year, and him being a guy that also throws one and him being a starter, it was very easy for me to gravitate towards him, to look to him and just ask him questions whenever I needed, you know, maybe a little bit more insight about what he's thinking on like that individual pitch or like that scenario. But I also just try and talk to everyone on the team. I think, you know, this is your family away from your family, and, you know, you got to be together more than you are actually with your family throughout a whole year. So for them, I try and, you know, talk to everyone, hang out with everyone, you know, whether it's playing cards or ping pong or whatever it is, just, you know, going throughout the day and just at least saying hi to everyone, asking how things are going and stuff like that. But there is some people where, you know, you gravitate towards more and maybe hang out with and have good conversations. But for me, I try not to be picky. I try and talk to everyone.
Tanner, the last thing from me is I hear a lot of chip on the shoulder talk. You know, this is another time-honored tradition.
Yeah.
But I think it's very real when you have a rotation and you have, you know, a lot of guys with a ton of talent, yourself including, but you go down the list and you can make a case for and against all these guys.
Mm-hmm.
And is there that sense of like people, you guys are out there throwing and there's a sense of they don't understand how good we are. Like, they don't understand, you know, we have Erod, we have Evaldi, we have Garrett Richards, we have Martin Perez, we have Tanner Houck, we have, you know, Brian Mata coming up. Is there that sense amongst you guys, you think?
Yeah, I think this is a great group of guys. Like you said, there's a ton of talent from top to bottom. Everyone in this camp, in my opinion, is, you know, fighting for a spot up there. We want to go out there and put the best team on the field and win. So it doesn't matter who you are or what you're doing. If, you know, it's working, continue to do it. We're out here to win games and, you know, go to the postseason. So for us, it's show up every day and, you know, whatever people are saying, writing, it doesn't matter. We're here to work. We're here to do what we want to do and do it our way, and work and go out there and put best, you know, foot forward every day.
I lied. I have one more before Steve wraps things up. Did you get any new tattoos?
I didn't. No, not this season. Not this off season. I wanted to, but with COVID and stuff, probably not the best to have an open wound, you know, out there for me to get, you know, that going.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to have to take 2 weeks off. I'm not have to. I don't want to have to sit in my car and do a Zoom call.
That's a smart answer. Yeah, seriously, Rob, my goodness. But yeah.
How did you know that I got COVID from this back tattoo that I just got? How did you know that?
It's a huge Red Sox logo.
What was it? Sale a few years ago said he had like an infected belly button ring or something like that.
Yeah.
I thought that was – I laughed at that one. That one was really funny.
Yeah, I wouldn't have just said I had the expected dragon back tattoo. You know, it's like go hard or go home.
Dude, I told you not to do it. You shouldn't have done it, but you still went through with it. Tanner, this is the most important question you're going to get all spring, very clearly. You, last spring training, wore a, like, Jurassic Park shirt, but it had – I love Jurassic Park. It's my favorite movie ever, next to, like, the Sandlot. Like, we don't have to get into that. But it looked like the Jurassic Park logo, but then it had Red Sox. I basically need that shirt, like, yesterday. Where did you get that, and what's the story behind that shirt?
So – I got that actually my first full season, 2018, in Salem, Virginia. We had a Jurassic Park night, and that was the shirt that they were handing out to fans. And so I was just like, can you get me one? Like, XL, please. Like, can I have that? I literally almost wore that shirt actually in here to the interview. I love that shirt more than anything else. I will wear that thing until it either falls apart or it is so faded that like you can't see any more of the lettering or anything like that. I don't even know. Like, honestly, if I lost that thing, I would cry. I genuinely don't know as if I could ever get another one.
The Salem, they've sent me stuff before, and now I'm kind of stunned that a Jurassic Park shirt hasn't been part of that package. So I'll just have to hit them up.
I mean, yeah, you can hit them up. I was talking with someone, and they were like, oh, my son would love like something like that. I was like, honestly, just take a picture of it. Like, they might be able to like recreate it on a shirt, or like if Salem sends it to, like, you know, sends it to you or whatever. But I love that thing. I've had that thing since 2018. I wear it practically every 2 days, at least, if not every day. So it's definitely my favorite shirt.
I'm glad to know that it's in the favorite shirt category and not just like, I don't even know what shirt you're talking about. So that is good to know that you give it some good attention.
Well, I also like the material because it's like one of those cotton ones. It's, you know, we wear dry fit all the time, and not knocking dry fit, love it to death. But occasionally having that, you know, nice soft cotton t-shirt, it's good way to work.
Well, fortunately, the Live BP baseball show shirt that's on the way is an exact duplicate of the Jurassic Park Salem Red Sox shirt. So
no copyright issues at all there. Yeah.
It's the circle of life, Tanner. One fades, another appears in your mailbox. So
there you go. Yeah.
We appreciate the time. We really do. And look forward to seeing you pitch once again. It was a lot of fun watching you pitch at the end of last year. And good times ahead. Good times.
Thank you. Yeah. Hopefully, you know, have fans this year and we all get to see each other. It's been a interesting ride, but, you know, we're all going to come out of this at the end stronger and better for it. So just got to, you know, wait it out a little bit and do our part. And that's what we're doing here. So, you know, hope everyone's safe out there and we're having a good time.
Absolutely. All
right. Tanner, thanks so much, man. I really appreciate you taking the time.
Thank you. Yeah, have me on anytime. We'll have always good conversation.
All right. This is one of the trademarks of the Live BP Baseball Show, the Steve Perrault breakdown of our interviews, which have run rampant throughout the viral world of the internet and social media, but also has what is very as popular as the interviews is Steve's breakdown of it. Go, Steve.
Yeah, So here's the deal. I'll give you the full breakdown because it started before the interview started. When he came on, I was like, oh, okay, this guy can actually like talk with us. Like we can actually just shoot the breeze and, you know, it can be a normal conversation. I've noticed and not as much the Red Sox, I suppose. We've done some interviews with some of these guys where it's a little bit boring, but Tanner can hang, which is good because he's what, 24 years old. He now is looking at this rotation as like, where do I fit here? I'm sure he said the right things about wanting to be a starter, and I'm glad he said that because I was fully anticipating that I'm ready to do whatever Alex asked for me. And I honestly hate that answer. I'm glad he gave like the, no, I'm a starter. Like I'm here to be a starter. Obviously in his head, he's like, I want to make starter money. So it makes more sense that he would have that approach. And I'm glad he answered that way. But the best answer, obviously, was the Jurassic Park shirt. I mean, that like that could have easily just been like a, oh, I don't know. They just like gave it to me. And I was like, yeah, fine, I'll wear it. The fact that he wears this thing every other day and it's like his go-to shirt made me just very happy. Like, I love Jurassic Park. I used to wear the Jurassic Park security guard hat to Fenway all the time. Now it's this Boston Nike hat that I wear literally every day. But no, I'm glad he gave that answer. And I'm glad he loves the shirt even more than I do. I there's no way I thought I was going to come out of that interview like he loves the shirt more than me, but he does.
I mean, you hit the sweet spot. I mean, you really did. You never know. It's the old, you never know unless you ask. It could have been very well. I mean, these guys have a million shirts in their lockers, but this was the one that he wears every single day. And if we do nothing else in our world, Steve, if we do nothing else, we have to make a t-shirt. We've been talking about the merch.
Yeah,
we have to do a Live BP baseball show t-shirt, but do it in the Jurassic Park theme so that it arrives, just one. Let's do one.
Okay.
That he can wear every single day, right?
It's a good idea. Again, when I hear that, though, and we've had some issues with this with Section 10 in the past, I just hear copyright issues. I immediately think someone's going to be knocking
on
the door.
The Red Sox clearly weren't –
Well, who knows? I don't know what deals they're doing behind closed doors.
All right. We don't have to do the Jurassic Park. We just have to get the right fabric.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, the thing I'm most excited about, I feel like I bear the lead here, is that they've sent me stuff before. I have a good relationship with the Salem Red Sox. So, like, I feel like I'm getting one of these shirts now, which is maybe the most important part of this whole thing. So, yeah, I do care a lot about what our merch is going to look like. I love the logo. I absolutely love the logo. I want to give a shout out, by the way. I don't know if we've done this yet, to who made the logo. Let me find the name real quick.
It is a great logo.
It's an awesome logo. It's Eric Grundy. Eric Grundy on Twitter. He made the logo for us, and he basically said he just like threw it together from a bunch of different things. And then Nate, who's been helping us out with the graphics, who's done an incredible job.
Thank you, Nate.
Kind of like fine tuned it into a clean HD logo. So Eric deserves the credit for starting it, and Nate brought it into the clean Twitter and Instagram capable logo.
So basically, because I have defined myself as a hands off person, co-host, I won't touch the Twitter account. Even when I tweet something from my own account, you give me crap about it.
But I got you. See, here's the thing. Like, this makes for the best content and the best show. If I can just let you know, hey, Bradfo, I think this stinks. Because then it just gets better and better. Like, I know there's things that I do where I'm like, I should probably hand it off to, like, who does our graphics, like, because then it'll be the best it can be. So,
I don't know. I after you gave me crap for my transitions in my video.
Oh,
I
well, they're a middle school level. They're at middle school level.
I mean, but if we're gonna do it on a sliding scale here, for a sports writer, for someone in my industry, that is the advanced level. There is nobody else to do that.
Bradfo does that. I think here's the deal. You're at a level of right. You've been doing this, all right. You've been putting in the miles. You've been lifting them weights. You shouldn't also have to be trying to do the promos. I think that's your sweet spot is hosting shows. It's being the reporter that doesn't ask the stupid ass questions. I don't think you should then have to do all these transition promos.
That was the most passive aggressive compliment / insult I've ever heard in my life. Anyway, I'll take that. I'll absorb it.
Yes.
And it's okay. I'm fine. As you've noted, I have not touched the Twitter account.
No,
and I won't. It's a great Twitter. I'll leave it all to you. And I was going through the Tanner Houck interview and I was thinking what I would do here, what I would do here, what I do here. But I think that you and I are of the same mind. I mean, there are certain things that come out of that interview, which is boom.
Absolutely. And we'll be collaborative on it. We'll be collaborative on it. But he gave us some good stuff. That was a good interview.
Yeah. And also we talked about I made vague reference to, I probably should have elaborated on a little bit more. He went down to Eric Cressy's place in Florida and spent the whole offseason there. And in case people don't understand what that is, I mean, Eric Cressy is a guy who had a ton of major leaguers. He really worked for the Yankees, and he may have been the one to get Corey Kluber to the Yankees because Kluber's worked out for him forever. But Houck took the time and called them. And I remember talking to one of the guys there and said, we usually don't. We have an agent or whatever. But this guy called and said, I want to go there. And you have Syndergaard, you have Kluber, you have a bunch of other guys. And so that always interests me. Like, it's having Steve, having gone back, you remember the place Athletes Performance where everyone used to go?
Yeah. It got brought up a lot.
Yeah, so it was this place, and I went out, and when Pedroia was going there, it's nuts. It's weird. It's because you have all these elite guys just showing up. It's like going to the Y, and all of a sudden, you have, like, this guy and that guy and this guy. And for a guy like Houck, I mean, I thought that was a pretty cool thing. So I probably
didn't know that. So who else was there? What you were saying that
yeah.
That
so was there. I know. So last time I talked to him, I said, you know, about, hey, don't get into a bench press contest with Noah Syndergaard because Syndergaard had just released a video of him throwing shirtless, you know. Yeah.
Which he loves, by the way. That's a spring tradition unlike any other.
Yeah, it was just like already the news of the week, the Syndergaard Trevor Bauer beef.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Yes.
So anyway, it was a fun interview to do. I'm glad that the Red Sox, thank you to the Red Sox for helping line that up. And we're gonna find the best partners
for the live BP show on this team.
I'm glad you mentioned Syndergaard. I wanted to briefly talk about the Syndergaard-Bauer thing because we don't, in all honesty, this is more of an NBA thing when the NBA players go back and forth at each other on Twitter a little bit. This isn't as much an MLB thing. So I got pretty damn excited when I saw Noah Syndergaard ripping Trevor Bauer. Like, I'm not going to lie. It made me kind of pumped. But this whole thing is basically Syndergaard jabbing at Bauer for, like, making it seem like he's going to sign with the Mets. And then apparently saying, I'm sorry I chose another team, but I'll donate to your charities. That's what Syndergaard tweeted out, which is just – that's a big-time jab right there. That got 18,000 likes on the Twitter machine. Trevor did some digging and tried to find some, like, mean tweets that Noah had to try to come back and get the win. And Syndergaard, like, the thing I respect is that Noah, like, went at him. Like, he really went at him, and he kept going. And then he, Bauer says, "See you at the bottom." And Syndergaard says, "You bring a drone and your mixtape, and it's a deal." I love that. I think that's hilarious. And, like, I got to be honest, I think Trevor Bauer has one of the lowest approval ratings of players in Major League Baseball, like amongst the players. I don't think there's a lot of players that like Trevor Bauer at all. And I think he's fully aware of it. And he kind of overdoes trying to lean into being like the, you know, the different one. And I love seeing people rip Trevor Bauer. I'm going to be one of them.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
I enjoy it. I think he does too much all the time. If you're going to be trying to start this whole, you know, sideshow of like the social media thing, make it entertaining. Make sure it's good and not trash. So much of the stuff they post stinks. And I'm pumped that someone like Syndergaard, who's been there, done that, obviously, you know, hasn't won a World Series, even though they really should have in 2015, going at him. This is good, right? Do you enjoy? Yeah, well, seeing this.
The point well taken, Steve. Point well taken about this doesn't happen in baseball. Happens in basketball. This is one of the things that we always complained about. Like, where's the back and forth? Where's the spiciness? And some of it, I got to imagine. Well, here's my theory on it. Number one, baseball players are too incestual. I mean, they like certainly on their own team, because they don't like conflict because they have to see each other so much more than their family. And then even now with other teams, it's become that way a little bit. And then there's the retribution aspect of it. Like in basketball, what's the retribution? You talk crap, you know, on the court, whatever. Here, you get your teammate thrown at, you might get thrown at, something along those lines. I guess that's why we don't see it, but I'm with you. I'm like, I'm all in. Great, let's do it.
Well, especially if pitchers are doing it to each other, like, what are they
gonna? Yeah, but they're like, yeah, but they, you know, I guess they can. They have to hit. I don't know.
Yeah,
but,
so yeah, that's true. That's a good point. They are both in the National
League. But Bauer is. It's going to be really interesting because this was. I was talking with someone about this today. We were talking about the Erod free agency. I said, well, hey, listen, like, if Erod goes out and he puts up a 2019. Like, who's to say he isn't any different than Trevor Bauer? Because Trevor Bauer has been good every other year, too. So, like,
and but he's only been great one year.
We don't look at Erod the same way we looked at Trevor Bauer. And it could go if – I think you're right. I think there's a lot of guys in this game who are rooting against him.
And it's just – you get the vibe, right? And you also see who's liking the tweets. So you see other players liking the Syndergaard tweets, and it's like that's always one of my sneaky favorite ways of someone showing that they don't like another player or that they don't like you, is that they'll like the tweet that rips you. I kind of respect it, where it's like I'm not going to go out of my way.
Though. It's not even sneaky, is it?
No, I mean, but it sometimes it is sneaky because it doesn't always show that like the so and so liked the tweet. Twitter has interesting settings, but. Yeah. There's definitely some things that I hate and I'll just like hate, like I'll just hate like for days. And then it's like, all right, I feel rewarded for doing that. But, I just enjoyed seeing it. And you don't want to encourage a bunch of this. You don't want all these guys going after each other and constantly having that on Twitter. But someone with Trevor Bauer that I think needs to be held in check more often and needs to be like, buddy, relax. You're doing too much. Hashtag doing too much all the time. Let's just pump the brakes a little bit. Syndergaard has been known to have a personality on Twitter and go at some people. Well, I enjoyed seeing it. It was a breath of fresh air considering this doesn't really happen ever.
No, that's like us. Thank you, Noah Syndergaard, for bringing baseball back. You know, you're always welcome here on the Live BP show. So obviously, you know, this is the first week. It's sort of weird because, we're doing this show. We talked to Tanner Houck. We're talking about Noah Syndergaard and Trevor Bauer. And the lazy way to do it would be, okay, takeaways from the first few days. Here, spoiler alert, nothing. And I'm sorry, I know people have to write things, but Chris Sale talked, he had COVID. Here's, as someone who is sitting here drenched in COVID right now, nobody cares, right? Yeah. He had the next thing. He's going to be back whenever. All right, he's optimistic. Great. Alex Cora is happy to be back. Great. Eduardo Rodriguez feels great. He's full go. Great. Alex Cora wants the Red Sox to play better defense because they sucked. Great.
He wants Kike to hit more. Wants the average to go up.
Wants Kike. He's going to be your leadoff hitter, by the way. So, yes, Kike is very versatile. Great. Great. I mean, all of it is missing. And I haven't been able to be on all of the Zoom calls the last couple of days. How no one has asked the is so-and-so in the best shape of their life question. Like, Cora gave me crap about that for an entire year. Because, like, that was the Eduardo Rodriguez came in the best shape of his life back in 2019. And I'm like, so I went around and asked everybody, are you in the best shape of your life? I think I might have said this to you. Like Steve Pierce, like flat out said, not even close.
No, not even close. Which anyway. In baseball is a little different, right? It's like you don't necessarily need to be in the best shape of your life to have a
great
season.
These guys are. I mean, it's changed though. It's not like you're showing up in the rubber suit anymore, you know, smoking a pack of cigarettes, saying, hey, don't worry, in a month and a half, I'll be ready to go.
I would respect one of these guys showing up and just smoking cigs and being like, just put me out there when it's April 1st. I honestly, it's tough. I really, I over the years, the things that I really hate most about the baseball year, Truck Day is the first one. Truck Day is the dumbest thing of all time. Like, the fact that they make a little celebration out of that is honestly embarrassing, is the word that comes to mind. And then the start of pitchers and catchers and the whole, like, you know, getting the wheels rolling. And a lot of it for reporters, as you definitely know, probably being around some of these guys that are asking questions that are just, why are we, is it's spring training for them too. So it's very much getting used to, like, all right, let's get the rhythm back. Cora's back. So you got to, you know, regroup with him, get that momentum. I understand that. But it really is like, gosh, these questions. It's like, it feels like almost obligatory that we have to ask them. Well, like, oh, so how's the lineup looking? How's the rotation?
Usually, honestly, Steve, usually there is a couple guys, and usually it's contract related.
Yeah.
That are, it's something happened in the off season, or they're going to go into a contract year. And it used to be the picnic table. Now it's the bench, where you go down the list. And like, and what's bizarre to me is that you had one of those guys. So in the first 2 days, you had Chris Sale, Eduardo Rodriguez, Nathan Eovaldi's as we're taping. Eduardo Rodriguez is going to be a free agent. Eduardo Rodriguez right now is your opening day starter. And yet, this isn't like remember John Lester? I mean, Lester's contract year, it was like, this is all we talked about.
That was all they talked about all spring. Forget any other player. The only topic was, are you coming back? And him saying, I want to.
Right.
And the team like, well, we're not paying you. So,
yeah.
So there you go.
But yeah. We don't even have that. We don't even have that anymore. We don't have Mookie. We don't have that Mookie drama. We don't even have Jackie Bradley drama. I mean, it's,
well, there's a certain level of just wanting things to go smoothly, considering the circumstances we're in. I mean, Rob, you're sitting there with the COVID, right? Some of these players had COVID. I think they just want to get back to whatever's the most normal version of a season they can have, and with that brings, you know, it's. You need to just get that rhythm back, and then maybe we can get some real – like, next week we might have some real storylines. Like, I think this was very much
like,
we're back. No, I doubt it as well, because most of the time you don't. That's why I just want to get to games. Like, we're a week away? I think about a week away or so from the scrimmages starting. So once you get to that, then it can become like, oh, okay, so they're trying so-and-so at first base. Here's what they're going to do with Kike. Like, Marwin's going to play more of this position. I care more about that stuff based off of what we've seen in games versus the hypothetical, I want to get.
All right, so this is going to be a fun game that we can play every single week for the next 5 weeks. The overreaction game. It's a time-honored tradition of spring training, right? So right now, we can say, you know, who the overreaction power rankings, probably Kike Hernandez right now.
Kike's hot right now. Kike's the lead. His name's popping up a lot.
But you know as well as I do, and this is the challenge of covering spring training, because you got to write about something every day. And if someone does something against 80 mile an hour straight balls, you're like, oh my goodness. You know, Sam Travis, he's figured it all out.
Sam Travis, if they don't build a statue of Sam Travis at JetBlue Park, like, they're doing it wrong. Seriously, this was a yearly tradition in February, like right around now, February, March. It was always, yo, Sam Travis, 3-for-4, 2 homers. Like, is he going to be? No, he's not going to be whatever you're going to finish that sentence with. He's not going to be that.
By the way, when I asked Sam Travis that, are you in the best shape of your life question? He said, absolutely, I'm a machine.
See, that question gets good answers. Like, yeah, I remember we were out in the bleachers for a Yankees Red Sox game at Yankee Stadium, and they were like, all the fans were, because he was playing left. Sam Travis is playing left. The fans were going, Travis. And I'm looking at my buddy who's a Yankees fan. And I'm like, I bet he's just happy they know what his name is. Like, I don't think he's rattled at all. He's probably going to text his mom, like, Yankee fans know who I am. Like, this is a big deal.
You are so right about the statue, though. And it's every year it's somebody. And I love, like, going through the years. Like, for instance, 2013 will always hold a soft spot in my heart for a spring training overreaction, because that was the year Jackie Bradley made the team out of nowhere after, you know, after just dominating, again, 80-mile-an-hour B-level pitchers.
Yeah.
And the other guy, can you name the other guy that year who burst on the scene 2013?
In 2013, training. That burst on the scene in spring training. Now I'm drawing a blank. Who
Alan was? Webster.
Oh, God.
Alan Webster.
That's why I was drawing a blank.
No,
my
I mean,
goodness.
out of nowhere, and this guy was throwing 99. He obviously came over from the Dodgers in the big Nick Punto trade. And he's just blowing 99. And, like, that doesn't seem like much now, but back then, that was a big deal. Like, yeah. that was like, oh my goodness, this guy's going to be a top of the rotation guy, Alan Webster.
I know that you're pitching the spring training overreactions almost as like a negative thing by reporters. I love it because what else are you supposed to do? Like, how else are you supposed to like make like headlines or make stories?
Negative. I'm just okay. It's a reality check more than anything. It's a fun game. Yeah.
It is a fun game. No, it's going to be here until April 1st. So I'm excited.
Grady
about that.
Sizemore is also Grady Sizemore.
We got very excited. What did he hit for the Red Sox? That's actually I'm looking.
Well,
that up.
He started on opening day. He hit a home run on opening day.
Yeah, we thought he was going to be a huge deal. He was abysmal.
I say we
as me and my buddies. I'm not saying you. 216 average for the Red Sox in 52 games. He had two homers, so he had that opening day one, and
he had this unbelievable game on St. Patrick's Day, and he actually wept after the game. Like, this is
after a spring training game?
Yeah, because it was like he had this unbelievable game, hit like a couple home runs, made an unbelievable catch, whatever. But he had come back from this microfracture surgery. It was a great story. And so, like, you're right. I mean, I don't speak negatively about these storylines because this is what gets us to the starting line.
Yeah.
These stories are all we have.
Also, we're 40 days away from opening day. It's not that long. Like, spring training, once you get in the rhythm of it, goes by pretty fast. So I'm not that worried about it. But we're like, when you're at the beginning, it's just very noticeable because you go from, like, no real in-person interviews or no words from Cora, no actual quotes from the players, to then getting a bunch of the quotes. By the way, I got to talk about this. This is a legitimate thing that's been driving me nuts. The mentality of the don't sleep on us thing. Stop saying it. Everybody's saying don't sleep on us. Like, I think we're flying under the radar. If everyone on the team says you're flying under the radar, you're not flying under the radar. Stop doing that. It's driving me nuts.
I don't blame you. And here's the optimistic view of that. The last time I saw a team doing as much as this team is doing it was 2013.
Yeah, I know.
And I'll say this. And Cora, like, sort of like pissed on this narrative when I brought it up to him, like whenever I talked to him off the podcast. But I said, listen, like, the two times you guys won the World Series, including 2018, you guys had a chip on your shoulder. There was absolutely heading into 2018 a chip on their shoulder. And he's like, no, there wasn't. Yes, there was.
There 100% was.
Are you kidding me? You have a new manager. You have, like, an underperforming, high-payroll team. Like, there was absolutely a chip on their shoulder.
Are you talking 18?
Yeah.
Yeah, especially coming
heading
off
into 2018.
Yeah, well, coming off of what? You win the division back-to-back years and do absolutely nothing in the playoffs. You lose in the first round. That was the narrative. The narrative was, like, it doesn't even matter if you win the AL East because you guys stink in the playoffs. And especially with the team that had the talent to do it. Now, obviously, you make the additions of Sale, who did well in 2017 into 18. You then get JD. I understand there's Mookie, you know, at the top of his powers, which he's going to be for another like 8 years. That's everything did click well. And they had that mentality. They had that kind of FU mentality like all season. So I don't know if that is different from chip on your shoulder, but I think those are kind of in the same
boat. No, it's like, we're going to prove people wrong. I mean, that's what it is.
And crush people. That's the thing. Like, they haven't had that mentality since 2018. I was looking it up yesterday because I was kind of curious, and I know obviously last season was abbreviated, but what their record has been since winning the World Series. Since that last out in the World Series, they're 6 games under 500. So yes. I honestly thought it was going to be worse than that. I think I forgot that they were, whatever, I think 6 over in 2019. But yeah, it's just been a steady decline since winning it all, but the pieces are finally coming back a little bit in terms of like, I can hypothetically see this team doing
yes
well. I hypothetically, think that's where
that's
we're
on the bumper stickers. hypothetically, we could be pretty good.
2021 Red Sox, hypothetically good.
Hypothetical champs of the world. But it's and here's another part of it. We talk about spring training and chips on shoulders and everything else. Having been through these spring trainings, there is a very real thing about having a good spring training and getting off to good starts. And yeah. And this is another thing Cora will say, well, you know, he had Ruzne Castillo playing in the seventh inning or whoever. It doesn't really matter if you win or lose. I can tell you definitively, it's about playing well. You have to play well. And a lot of times when you don't play well, you lose those spring training games. I remember during Tito's, a few of those Tito years, 2009, 2010, you go back then, even 2011, I think, they got off to terrible starts, terrible. And they had terrible spring trainings, awful. Yeah. And also 2019, this is another example of it where, you know, again, Cora won't agree with me, but I'll stand by it. 2019, they went in with that attitude of like, our crap doesn't stink. We're going to turn everything over and we're just going to go on 2018 into another year.
Yeah, no, I think there was a lot of that, and I'm sure you noticed it in spring training, kind of the foot off the pedal type of mentality. Like, no, we're coming off a title. In theory, you know, not even theory, and you know, realization, they had the shortest offseason of anybody, them and the Dodgers. So I do understand that aspect of it, but it's like they seem like they just assumed everything was going to go well instead of like put the work in for it to go well. And that very much showed. It didn't help that they had like a 30 game road trip to start the season. That was not great, but yeah, there's something to be said about everyone saying you stink and constantly hearing that. Like that can't hurt. There's no, like, I don't think with this team specifically, it's going to be like, oh no, like I'm really upset that people think we stink. Like, if anything, they do have the players that in theory will get motivated by that. Verdugo, like that. And some of the new players too, I think will be. Kike's told you, he straight up told you that I feel like no one expects anything from us, and trust me, we are aware of that in this clubhouse. So I do like that mentality.
So can you have that have our guy do some sort of a logo, the hypothetical champions of the world.
Hypothetical champions of the world.
Hypothetical, I mean, favorites for 2021.
Hypothetical Grapefruit League favorites. That's that's where they're at right now. But yeah, I mean, I know that we'll have more like storylines next week. I think I'm very happy we got the Hauk interview this week. But it's okay to acknowledge that the pitchers and catchers starting and these you know, questions to Cora and all this stuff all kind of stinks. Like, that's okay. It's okay to acknowledge that this week is kind of trashy in terms of like really having things that you can dig into. But having said that, I'm just excited for the real games to start, which we're only a week away from.
I am too. And it's like you said, I think it's a very good observation. You just have to sort of ride this out. You have to ride this out. Some of us are riding out with a debilitating disease coursing through their body. Others, one of us is. Others yeah. are just like, you know, sitting back and enjoying the view in Fort Myers. I miss Fort Myers. There's no question about it. I miss it.
You know what I don't need, and it's like I get it. I'm gonna be a hypocrite here. Every reporter, it's not like a right that you need to post your former Fort Myers photo. Wish I was there. Of course you wish you were in Fort Myers. We know.
Well,
it's snowing. Which is worse,
doing that or actually posting the photos while you are there? You know, one of the greatest.
Well, if you post them while you're there, I got no problem.
No,
with
one of the greatest Twitter accounts were bad spring training photos. You know,
there was one. We did a whole promo on Section 10. I want to say it was like 4 years ago. There was a photo we ripped because we took like a group of them. And I'm pretty sure one of yours was not in there. So that's good.
That's fine. There's a chance. I'll own it.
But it was just blurry photos from like miles away of like, here's Pedroia doing sprints. And it's like, who is this for? Who is this photo for? First off, it's awful. I can't even tell. That could be you doing sprints. And secondly, it's like, why? Cool. He's doing sprints. Like, what am I going to get from this? Now, if it's somebody like Erod, that's coming back from COVID that slowed him down. Chris Sale coming off of Tommy John. That's different. It's like, here's him warming up. That's different.
Well, also now the thing is the Red Sox are sending these videos and they're professionally done.
Yeah, so, they're clean and they got slow-mos and everything.
People do like to see like the green grass and the throwing the baseball and everything else.
If it's a real camera and not like a flip phone.
I have to take ownership of the one that I released this week, which I thought to myself when I found it and I tweeted it out, it was Tim Tebow getting a hit against the Red Sox.
Yeah.
I'm thinking like, why did I post that? Like, what? That I was doing the broadcast. So I was doing the broadcast, and the broadcast booth was obviously way high up. And I'm like trying to talk and do this, and I thought it was a historic occasion. And like, oh, I caught him when he got a hit. And then I look back, and I'm like, damn, that was terrible. That was awful.
That was awful. Yeah. I mean, it's spring training for the reporters. I get it. That's a part of it as well, but the amount of times that around this time, it's always this next handful of weeks, where specifically the first couple where you haven't started playing games yet, and it's just like, here's Matt Barnes running, like, wow, I'm informed. I'm glad they sent you down there and are covering your stay so that I can see this video.
Hey, listen, they'll die on that hill.
I know, but I get it. I understand being at Fort Myers is better than being here now, but it's like, listen, how many years are we going to do
the
this?
The biggest loss, it's not the photos. It's not the being there. It's not the seeing. This is another pet peeve. Like, the ball is really coming out of his hand. Good, which is one report is whatever. It's the absence breaking a momentous, I'm going to say like a 4-year streak. It was 4-year streak. Of no podcast at Twin Peaks, the Twin Peaks podcast.
Yeah, that's true.
The Joe Kelly, Rick Porcello.
I think that's your sweet spot because you get those guys, couple of beers, you get them in the right mindset. That's where you got the Cy Young quote from Kelly.
No, it's not. No, it's not.
Oh, it's not? No, where was it?
That was at Winter Weekend.
Oh, that's right. Well, no, kind of the same concept, right?
Well, yeah, what I got was Joe Kelly saving some guy's life in the bathroom. Story.
Okay, yeah. That's also a great story. But yeah, the setup there is going to give you good stories, especially because they're finally back together, and those guys haven't seen each other for a while. It's the perfect storm to get.
Next year, we will be doing a live broadcast.
That's the goal. I mean, I haven't been to Fort Myers for Red Sox spring training. I don't think ever. We have a timeshare, a family in Sanibel, and we always go in April. You know, growing up, that was school vacation. And so I would then, because I'm just, you know, baseball is everything. I would then go to Fort Myers and watch these useless, like, scrimmages amongst people I don't even know. They're a bunch of randoms. Sometimes, I remember Frank Catalinato was playing in one of them, and I got his bat. So, like, sometimes you'd have a guy that's, like, catching up to the majors because he had an injury in the offseason. But I need to be there. We had a trip planned for Section 10 last year, and then COVID happened a week before we left. So I don't see, that's the thing, Bradfo. I don't blame reporters. Once you're down there, tweet the photos, post the videos. Just make sure, first off, make sure they're good and worth it. But I have no issue with people being like, I'm in Fort Myers. Like, this is awesome. Because I'd be doing the same exact thing. But this year, when no one's there, I don't need the photos that I already saw last year that you've been to Fort Myers. Like, sick. Like, I don't know. You want a trophy for that? I don't know what you want.
Well, now that you're part of the family, you have a permanent spot in the WEI RV. Based at the bridge at Fort Myers Beach, right next to
that's all I've ever wanted. That's all I can ask for.
In the Lee County. all right, man. Good show. The momentum is officially kept.
Absolutely. Great interview with Tanner Houck. Good discussion here as always. And I'm excited for when we can be back in the studio. I honestly can't wait for that. And yeah, make sure you're good. Make sure you're good. I don't know if you take care of yourself enough in this situation. You should have been resting out more. I know you're saying you're fine. But what am I, COVID, right?
Yeah, but what am I supposed to do? Like, what am
just
I supposed to do?
Go to bed, go to bed right
now. I feel better than ever because I forget.
Do you feel weird? Do you feel, no, real serious question. Do you feel like it's strange that you have it when you don't feel that bad?
Yeah, it's frustrating. Yeah. It's very frustrating. I've been in a bad mood for a couple days because it's frustrating because they're telling me, like, oh, you have to wait out this period of time. I'm like, why? Yeah. Like, why? And so it's frustrating. And I, you know, I'm very fortunate. You know, my wife's the same thing that, you know, where you hear these horror stories and everything else, but it's frustrating. It is weird to think, you know, like of all the spring trainings, like if you're ever going to get COVID, This is when nobody's in spring training, because there could have very well been a scenario a year ago. I have on my Facebook memories page came up me and David Ortiz walking 1 year ago today, walking down the street, and I'm like, oh my goodness, you know, if I had this, I wouldn't be down there. I'd be missing all this. But you know, instead I can just do Zoom calls, or more importantly, I can do these shows, which is
exactly
far
live, more live BP
important.
Show. Nothing can stop it. Clearly COVID can't stop it. So it keeps going on regardless. And right. I'm excited.
A lot of bumper stickers to be made.
I know.
Show. COVID can't stop it.
I'm looking forward to some real storylines. They're going to be coming up soon. You've done more spring trainings than me, but like this is how it goes. It starts off a little bumpy, and then you finally get some stuff that you can grab onto.
Well, I think we advance the conversation with a Tanner Houck t-shirt story. So,
oh, absolutely,
that's all we can do. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly
Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.